Good morning and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour of Byers & Company. Coach drops by, John Decker live from the White House, and Debbie Bogle from the United Way. It all starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
All right, we're back here on a Thursday. The world has turned upside down, right? Bill Mitchell sounds like he's speaking right from Capital Facts. Sue Shear's out to lunch, and we're no better off as a state. Coach joins us in studios here, and we refer to him as LeBron James while the NBA season is underway, but once that stops, it's just old Ronnie. Ronnie and his perm, as he used to be known back in the day. How you doing this morning?
Good, thanks. It's dark day out there, though, with this deal and going on in Springfield. It's just unbelievable.
Dark day. Some people say it had to be done, including our representative.
I listened. I disagree, but I think that they were grasping at straws and they were going to do what they wanted to do. It's interesting. I don't know what happened in that Republican caucus. It changed everything, but something obviously did. And then whether there was threats of annihilation or what, I don't know, but it's crazy.
Yeah.
It is just, I agree with you. It's upside down.
So, it is a little strange, the money that's been coming into Representative Mitchell for several years now from the teachers' unions. Now, I mean, generally, they always say politics makes strange bedfellows, but generally, you would think that money would go to Andy Menar or Sue Shear,
right, exactly.
Because the unions are generally supportive of Democratic politicians and not Republicans. And so with that money comes a certain amount of obligation or pressure, despite what anyone says, and you only get that money if you're sort of, lined up ideologically. I mean, that's just the way it works.
That's
right?
Exactly right. Yeah. So what happened?
Well, they get the teachers union out a congratulations email to Bill Mitchell for standing up for it. And it's so easy. I'm not painting this as us versus them. I'm just saying you've got the way they've been doing business for years, which has been a disaster.
Yes.
The people over there, Republicans and Democrats, it's not just Mike Madigan. I mean, the entire system has been crashing this state for a long, long time.
Yes.
And then the reward for that is them to turn around and look at you and go, well, what would you do?
Yeah. I thought that was ridiculous.
Well,
it's frustration
because you know he's getting a lot of grief.
Oh, he has to. Yeah, absolutely has to. I don't understand, though, how they got enough Republicans to go along with that. They aren't all getting.
Oh, you don't understand. Let me explain it to you.
All right, thank you.
Hey, Bill Mitchell, with this vote, we're going to give you a lot of money and opposition next time around. Now, where Bill's got to worry about opposition is coming from his own side.
Yes, exactly. I've never not voted in an election that I can ever remember, but it sure makes me think about, do I want to vote for anybody coming up?
Yeah. And I think a lot of people are right there.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think you're alone. And I think if you said, if we took a poll right now, do you think that Bill Mitchell's right and that we just need more of your money to fix the mess we've created? Or do you think Brian's right? The best first step is to fire everyone over there.
I would
win a landslide.
I don't know how you're
not that I'm a rocket scientist. I'm just stating the obvious.
No, but that's exactly right. If you could just clean house and start all over. But you could end up with the same problem.
But what people don't do, though, what they don't realize is, yes, this is everyone's personal taxes, and that's what it is. It just, as a company doing business in Illinois, it just costs us a lot more money to do business. So the things that we do, like food drives and charitable work, it gets a little bit harder because we've got, you just don't realize the cumulative impact of all of that on business here in Decatur.
Oh, yeah,
and in the state. It's insane.
It really is. I mean, I've got friends that are in business for themselves, and you take an increase like that, the only thing they have left to do is increase prices to cover that again.
Yeah.
So It's a never-ending cycle.
And I don't want to hear this Rich Miller stuff, how we got here, which starts in 2014. This goes way back before 2014.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, way back.
But that's just so you can put Rauner in as a portion of being the bad guy.
Yeah, you look where they've not funded
Oh, they haven't funded pensions since World War II. But the difference in World War II and today is they weren't handing out Cadillac pensions that no one could afford.
Exactly. Or paying way above whatever the going
So you want to go back to the 40 years of Mike Madigan being in charge. Okay, maybe we got a little more context into how we got here. But it didn't start in 2014.
No, it did not. Absolutely not.
And then what's the magic number? You know, to Mitchell, it seemed like, you know, 2 years ago, it was okay. We could just withstand it. You know, now it's okay. The magic number is what? Because Moody's or these other investment services are threatening you. They still might do it today anyway, even with an override.
Exactly right.
So they clearly don't think that what you did actually solved anything except increase the cost of doing business and living in Illinois.
Yep. And that's, I don't know what, I saw a number, maybe 32,000 people left Illinois last year, something like that. I mean,
and
businesses, I don't have a clue, but I know a lot of them keep talking about it. I'm fed up, I'm leaving, I'm going someplace else to do business.
Yeah, well, it is, but if you say that, then you just want to pay your fair share, Coach. You don't care about the programs. You don't care about the kids. Yeah. You don't
that's
care about
true. That's not true either.
Students. I'm telling you right now, I'm pulling the Band-Aid off this whole college, feel sorry for these university things. It is BS for them to trot out anything about higher education in this country and how the University of Illinois or any other of these state universities need more money.
Yeah.
I will not refuse to bow in or capitulate to that argument that somehow these universities are the biggest waste of tax dollars that you will find.
A lot of it is.
And then they're passing along those costs to families and kids who can't afford to go to college, or if they do, end up with so much debt that they can't crawl out
of it.
That's
exactly right. Yep.
And Chapin Rose was on to something few weeks back when we talked about every college having to have this department and that department. When you're all competing for the same students, you don't need, every state university doesn't have to have every single same program.
No.
You don't have to have it.
Nope, you don't.
So, U of I, great institution. But I don't want to hear any whining. Not when you look at what they're paying everybody over there.
That's exactly right. And they're getting those state pensions also.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started on this. It's just absolutely ridiculous. Now, does that mean every teacher? No. I want District 61 to get their money. We've had Andy Menar on for 2.5 years talking about the changing the way that we fund education in this state. But that doesn't mean you just put a Band-Aid on. I mean, there's no sign that the business is going to be anything but usual after all of this.
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah. They'll figure out a way to spend that.
They've already spent it. I guarantee you, to get the votes, they've already spent the vast majority of it in promises.
Yes.
Don't you think?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I was reading an article last night, I think it was, or maybe the night before, where they were talking about a guy in Congress who had put $1 million tap onto another bill, and everybody wanted to know what that was. Well, it was supposedly some institute.
Yeah.
Well, come to find out, it was a fake institute. It was going back to some guy that had donated $7,000 to his campaign.
Of course it was.
So it was $1 million back to this guy on the back end. So,
yes.
I mean, how much that goes on and
on and on.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
I mean, we uncovered this a few years ago with all this state grant money that Keith Anderson was paying himself for Homework Hangout. Yep. And that's just one program, one after-school program for a dozen kids in Decatur, Illinois. Yep. Can you imagine what Chicago looks like if you ripped the lid off that entire thing?
It'd just blow your mind.
It would make you really sick to your stomach.
Yep, I agree. Yep.
But what do you get from your lawmakers? Well, what would you do?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you been?
I've been great.
How was your Independence Day weekend?
It was pretty quiet.
Yes.
Had a family cookout. And
did you blow up anything? You seem like the type that would have illegal fireworks.
I used
fireworks.
To do that. I pass a couple of stands on going out of town, and I was tempted, but I did not do it.
Well, you're finally growing up, Coach.
Putting aside
childish things.
Well, not completely, but
yeah. So you didn't blow up anything for the grandkids?
I had a couple of bottle rockets, but
bottle rockets.
Yeah.
So can you move fast enough to get out of the way of those? I would worry about that at your age.
Nah, I can still do it.
Bend over, light that thing, and then get a cramp? Man, that could be a disaster.
I can still do that. I get out of the way of those bottle rockets.
Just scoot.
But other than that, it was pretty quiet.
Scoot.
So, yeah, I know. It seems like there was a downtick this year in just the number of fireworks that I heard, neighbor stuff.
I agree.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
It used to be the week before, all the way up to, and even after, you were hearing that stuff all over the place. Because you worry about bottle rockets. I hate bottle rockets because they end up on your roof, or something. And we've had such a dry, last month. That your house gets burned to the ground. Now, when I was a kid, high school age, I remember being at a party one night, and there were this is the kind of stuff that we used to do, and now I think the snowflakes would probably, there would be a lawsuit. They used to light those things. They'd break the stick off and then light them and throw them into the middle of a party, and you didn't know which way it was going to go.
Yeah. I remember those days.
Do you really?
Yes, I do.
What was wrong with us?
I don't know. We were fun. We liked
it. I don't know. I blink, and now I'm the guy warning kids against sparklers. Yes. What happens in life?
I don't know. What we did was so much different than what the kids do. They don't. Maybe we don't.
But I remember distinctly as a kid playing with firecrackers.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And quarter sticks, silver salutes.
Yeah, those big.
Silver salutes, cherry bombs.
Cherry bombs.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Light those big.
M80s. What was an M80?
It's a quarter stick.
Yeah, quarter stick quarter of dynamite. Stick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what adults thought that it was okay for 12-year-olds to handle a quarter stick of dynamite?
We used to buy gross of bottle rockets, and have bottle rocket wars.
We used to do that with Roman candles.
Yeah.
You remember the Roman candles?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
shoot a fireball.
Right.
Yep. We used to have fights with those.
I mean, can you imagine the lawsuits today and the people involved? DCF would probably show up.
Those quarter sticks.
Your kid was having
underwater.
A fight in the backyard with Roman candles.
I was working for the lake department.
By the way, I'm not advocating any of this today.
When I was young, I worked in the lake department rip-wrapping, and we used to take those
Excuse me. What is the lake department, and what is rip-wrapping?
Putting rocks around the edge of the lake all the way. We used to load them on a barge and go across the lake when I was in high school in the summers.
In the lake department?
Yep.
Is that what it was called?
I don't know.
Okay.
But anyway,
sometimes you throw that thing and it's like, wow, I don't know
what I thought it was at the time.
I
was 15, 16.
All right, long time ago.
Get on that barge and go across the lake and then throw these big rocks on the bank so it didn't erode.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
I missed that job when I was 15.
Well, we used to tie those quarter sticks on a rock with some string and then light them and throw them in. And when they'd go off underwater, all the fish would surface stunned. So it was, then you could just pick up all those little fish.
Add PETA to the list
yes.
of the people who are now upset.
Dynamite fishing, I think, is illegal.
Sure it always has been. So did you hear any down in Kentucky? Was it much more prolific down in Kentucky?
Oh, yeah.
Because they sell it there openly, right?
Yeah.
Well, the rules aren't the same.
Indiana. It's a little different in Kentucky, but Indiana is wide open. That's where we stop all the time on the way over.
There's something about that wide open, right? I mean, they're that way with everything. Mm-hmm. And I tell you, would you rather live in a state that's wide open and there's some inconvenience with that or this heavy regulated sort of thing we have here in Illinois where it's like just, it seems like we've just now going to police for profit because we're going to make everything against the law. We're going to put a fine with everything. Or Indiana, where it just seems like, I mean, I remember in Indiana until recently, and I don't know if this is still the case, you could still drink open alcohol in a car as long as it wasn't the driver.
I think that is still the case, actually. I think it's still the case.
We used to have all these relatives come up from Boonville. They're like, what do you mean we can't drink in the car? It was like, well, this is Illinois.
Sorry. We're a little more restrictive.
Which technically would make sense. I mean, if you're not driving.
Right.
University of Virginia, when I was at the University of Virginia, you couldn't go to a bar and pick up your drink and move it from one table to another. But you could carry an open bottle of whiskey.
Wait, hang on a second.
That's right.
What do you mean you couldn't move your drink from one table to another?
You could not do that. You had to get a waitress to come and get your drinks, put them on a tray, and take them to another table.
Why?
I have no idea.
Job security?
Could be.
Union rule or something.
That's
weird. You could carry an open bottle around.
Do you know that here recently we were going to purchase alcohol on a Sunday morning here in Macon County? Not like a drink, but I mean like a bottle of alcohol, and couldn't do it.
until a certain time, right?
Uh-huh.
Right.
I had no idea.
It was like 10 or 11 o'clock.
I had no idea we still had a blue law like that on the books here.
Yeah.
Why would that be?
I don't know. It's dumb. I remember living in St. Louis, and you couldn't, until they repealed the blue laws, you couldn't buy alcohol at all on a Sunday.
Yeah, I remember that.
I suppose there's like a reason for that at some point. Holy rollers, you know, whatever. But it's 2017. I mean, I literally, you're telling me at 9:30, if I'm doing my grocery shopping at Kroger at 9:30 a.m. on a Sunday and I want to buy a bottle of Absolut, I can't? Doesn't that seem archaic?
Very strange thing. Noticed over the weekend, I was at a Kroger, as a matter of fact, and I was picking up some beer. And
by the way, it's not Kroger's rule. I'm not blaming them.
No. This must be a state of Kentucky rule. I noticed while I was in Kroger, they did not sell any hard liquor. You can only get it at actual liquor stores.
Okay.
You can't get it at like a grocery store. You can't pick up a bottle of vodka at a Kroger. It's very. I never noticed that until this past weekend.
Are those state run down there in Kentucky?
Not to my knowledge, no.
In Virginia, they were state run.
Oh yeah.
Well, it does seem so silly that we've got all these different states and all these different rules under the United States of America. Can we just agree if you're 21 and you can drink, don't drive, and anything else is up to you?
Yeah.
Right?
I think it's great. Yeah. Doesn't seem like a problem to me.
Yeah, but the idea that I can buy it, like, and when does it go into effect, like, Sunday morning? I mean, like, Saturday night, how late can I buy it, and when is the deadline on, like, okay, now it's too early to buy it?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
Right?
That's a very good
question. So if I go to Kroger at 1 a.m. Sunday morning, can't, you know?
Or, it might be midnight.
Okay. But people are certainly still buying drinks after midnight on a Saturday night, right?
Mm-hmm.
These are the kind of ridiculous things that I find, like, okay, you get to be a certain age, and this ought to be up to us. This is what happens when government just wants to get in every nook and cranny of your life. And, yes, it's much better now than it was 30 or 40 years ago, or 50, 60, 70, 80 years ago when these blue laws went into place. The idea that you can't buy a car on Sunday still just makes me go, why?
Yeah.
I mean, you only get 2 days off a week, most people. You know, you're off on Saturday and Sunday. And so you take half of that out of the equation. Like, why? What possible difference could it make to the government that I want to buy a car or they want to sell me a car on Sunday?
Yeah, because there's a lot of other stuff you can buy on Sunday, so why not buy a car?
Yeah, but I can't buy alcohol, but I can buy cigarettes. Or in your case, talking about in Kentucky, I can buy beer but not vodka. I mean, when in the world did we decide that we were going to regulate all this stuff? And then you take Illinois and you put regulations on steroids. Now they're talking about, you know, here, looking at doubling the fee or the fine for distracted driving. Now, it was interesting because I happen to agree with Pat McDaniel, and you know that because the earth shifted yesterday and everybody felt a little uncomfortable for a few seconds.
Right.
Only sort of joking. Yet this thing smacks to me of just sort of figuring out new revenue streams.
Yeah.
You know, because really, if you're not willing to not text for a $75 fine, are you really going to stop for a $150 fine? I mean, if you want to put it in, you want to stop it, make it a $5,000 fine.
Yeah.
Then everybody would stop. $75 and $150 is not going to stop people from breaking the law. It's not stopping them now. And then he said something, which was true, that traffic fatalities are up, and they are almost 14% over the last 24 months. But then I read some in-depth information about that yesterday, and I thought that probably was all pointing towards Facebook and Snapchat and all of the social media and texting. But they said, no, if you look at the actual data, it's the same thing that it always is, speed, booze. You know, that the accidents and the fatalities are generally, you know, that doesn't change that much.
No, I agree.
Now, texting while drinking, you know, okay, that's, you're still drinking, so taking the texting out of the equation while you're driving drunk, I don't know how you narrow it down to blame it on which category. Either. Belts, booze, and speed. That's what the experts say. People not wearing their seatbelts. And by the way, I was a little surprised. How many states require you to wear a seatbelt?
I have no idea.
Okay, of the 50 states, Lindsay?
No idea.
10.
20.
5.
18.
Okay.
So Jeff was pretty close. I would have thought it would be a much higher number of the 50
I would
states.
Too, yeah.
Well, you guessed 5.
I guess 10.
Or, I'm sorry, 10.
But, I mean, that doesn't sound right.
All right, only 18 states have laws requiring seatbelts for both front and rear occupants and categorize not wearing them as a primary offense. So that, in other words, there's only 18 states where they can literally pull you over for not wearing your seatbelt.
Wow.
There's another 15 states that they can give you an extra ticket. It can't be the reason they pull you over, but if they pull you over for something else and you're not wearing your seatbelt, it can be a write-on offense.
That makes sense.
Which is the way it started in Illinois, is the way they always start, right?
That's right.
In 15 states, failure to wear a seatbelt in front seats is only a secondary offense. Drivers cannot be given tickets unless they are pulled over for the other violations. It's still the same things that are killing drivers: belts, booze, and speed. So according to the National Highway Traffic Administration, those fatalities being up isn't necessarily anything to do with social media or texting. It's still people, and the highest fatality rates are in the states that have no seatbelt laws.
Yeah.
So texting, not texting, drinking, not drinking, you crash into another car at 60 miles an hour, not wearing a seatbelt, you're in trouble.
That's right.
Otherwise, they've made automobiles about as safe as you can make them, with airbags and everything else. So those numbers have been going down and down and down and down, and now there's an uptick. And so what do we want to do? Let's start writing $150 tickets for everyone with the phone. And we talked about this yesterday. This is the same thing as me being able to buy cigarettes at 10 a.m. but can't buy alcohol at 10 a.m. It's like, okay, I can be distracted by my dash. I can be distracted by my radio. I can be distracted by Edith sitting next to me in the car. But on my speakerphone, on my iPhone, that's too much. Because why? Lawmakers have decided. But the lawmakers are so behind the times, they don't account in that same bill for Lindsay's Apple Watch, which you can do the exact same thing with,
right,
but that's not considered a phone.
Crazy.
I'm a little cynical about the whole thing. I don't want you protecting me from me. And that's what government in Illinois has become. You want to know why we're broke, why we have this hole, why Bill Mitchell just voted on a 32% tax increase? Is because we spend all of our time and our efforts and our money protecting you from you.
That's right.
And then we got to have a department of protecting you from you. This analogy I heard on Sean Hannity yesterday wasn't Sean Hannity. It was a Navy SEAL who was hosting for him, and his name is Jonathan Gilliam, and he explained changing a light bulb versus you versus the government. And I'll repeat it again because it was the most fascinating thing. You live in a house, and you got big, tall cathedral ceilings, and you got a light bulb up there that's out. And so an honest way, like the founding fathers started with sort of, let's figure out the best way to do things. The conversation would be, well, I think getting a tall ladder would be the best way to go about it. And then the other guy or gal goes, no, how about a stick with a suction cup on it? We'll just unscrew it that way. That's an honest debate about how to solve a problem. But if you get government involved, not only do they come in and they hire people and they pay people from the ladder industry and the stick industry and the suction cup industry, but they end up hiring 10,000 people to pick the house up and turn it in a circle while you hold the light bulb. That's what we've become.
Oh, absolutely.
And you want to know why we don't have any money and why we won't have any next year or the year after or the year after. And we're right back here again. In fact, let's mark that interview with Bill Mitchell, and I want to play it 1 year from today. And you tell me who was right and who was wrong.
I can't believe that he said that, like, the term limits would start 10 years
ago. He promised himself when he ran for office, platform was, I'm going to term limit myself. Do you remember that?
Yep, I sure do.
And then it will be someone else's time. That expired like 15, 16 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
His own term limit promise. So I don't want to hear from him about term limits. We've got to take a break for the news. When we get back here, we've got a lot to get to here today. Debbie Vogel will stop by from the United Way and coach the remaining half hour. Here is Jeff Daly back from Kentucky without even an accent. He's got your news.
WSOY News time is 8:29. Decatur Public Schools are offering additional registration dates for you who were unable to register this past May for the 2017-18 school year. This will allow families new to the district the opportunity to register their students for the upcoming year as well. Parents with high school kids can register July 19th from 9 to 6 and July 20th from 8 until 4. All other school buildings will have registration from 11 till 7, July 24th and 25th. Now, due to construction, registration for Parsons Elementary will be held at First Christian Church. That's at 3350 North MacArthur Road. Families who are new to the district will need to bring a copy of your child's certified birth certificate and proof of residency to your registration. You also are encouraged to keep up to date with your child's immunizations and have them completed prior to the first day of school, as is required by the Illinois Department of Public Health. You can find more information on registration with the story at nowdecatur.com. More news after Fox. It's 8:30.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lillian Wu. The president is now on his way to Hamburg, Germany for the G20 summit after wrapping up his visit to Poland, where he gave a speech praising the courage of its people.
There are dire threats to our security and to our way of life.
Saying the West will prevail, also urging Russia to cease its destabilizing activities. This ahead of an expected meeting with the Russian president tomorrow.
It's their very first face-to-face meeting. Clearly, Syria is going to be on the table, as well as Russia's destabilizing behavior. They'll also be talking with Putin about North Korea. The president has said in the past that he would like to have a constructive relationship, more constructive than in the past with Russia.
Fox's John Roberts. And first-time claims for jobless help last week up by 4,000, our trade deficit narrowing to $46.5 billion in May. Fox News, we report, you decide.
WSOY News Time is 8:31. The Illinois House will vote on overriding Governor Rauner's vetoes of budget legislation drawn to end the nation's longest state fiscal crisis since at least the Great Depression. The Democratic-controlled House scheduled override votes for this afternoon. Successful overrides would put the budget into law. Governor Rauner implored the General Assembly on Wednesday to sustain his vetoes of a $36 billion spending plan financed with a $5 billion income tax increase. Rauner says the 32% income tax increase is a 2x4 smacked across the foreheads of the people of the state of Illinois. He decried the lack of spending cuts and money-saving reforms he's demanded since 2015. Credit rating agencies, including Moody's, are watching the situation closely and have threatened to label Illinois debt junk without swift resolution. In sports, Giancarlo Stanton homered twice and had four RBIs as the Marlins beat the Cardinals 9-6 last night. John Jay connected for his third career pinch hit home run, and Ian Happ hit a tie-breaking two-run single an inning later. That helped the Cubs rally for a 7-3 win over the Tampa Bay Rays. And it was the Oakland A's over the White Sox 7-4. We have Cardinal baseball for you this afternoon as they take on the Marlins once again. We'll have the pregame for you starting at 11:50. Your next news update comes your way at the top of the hour. Breaking news when it happens. I'm Jeff Daly in the WSOY Newsroom for Newhawk Media, media made locally.
Looking for a great used car? Think CPOV at BBAM. That would be certified pre-owned vehicles at the Bob Brady Auto Mall. And you might be saying, why a CPOV at the BBAM? That's easy.
Selected.
Every certified pre-owned vehicle Brady sells is late model and low miles. These are the cars you'd choose yourself if you took the time to troll every website and visit every car lot. Don't waste your time. Brady has them all in one place.
Inspected.
Every CPOV undergoes an extensive safety inspection. Every detail is perfect with a Bob Brady certified pre-owned vehicle.
Protected.
Every Brady CPOV comes complete with up to a 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty. How can Brady do that? With cars and trucks this good, it's easy.
And never neglect.
Check out CPOVs from Chrysler, Ram, Jeep, Dodge, Fiat, Honda, and Hyundai now at the BBAM. It's the Bob Brady Auto Mall, I-72 at exit 144, Decatur.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got partly sunny skies, highs near 87 degrees. Tonight clear, lows around 70. Friday mostly sunny, highs near 88. And Saturday sunshine, highs near 84. Right now it's 75 degrees in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday. All right, now it's time to head to Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who's standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Brian. The Dow closed down 1 point on Wednesday to 21,478. A rebound in technology stocks helped the broader S&P 500 and NASDAQ composite close higher. In the minutes from its recent meetings, the Federal Reserve said it is making plans to begin shrinking the central bank's large portfolio of bonds and other assets in the next few months, despite slower inflation movement toward its 2% target. The European markets were lower today, with the London FTSE down 0.8, and the DAX in Frankfurt off 1.05%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was down 0.44%. The 10-year U.S. Treasury note was down 0.14, yielding 2.375%. Gold futures were up $1.10 at $1,222.80. Crude oil futures were up 71 cents at $45.84 a barrel. Currently, the Dow is trading at 21,414, a negative 64 points. ADM at 41.64, Ameren 53.60, Caterpillar 107.51, Norfolk Southern 121.40, PPG 110.50, Tate & Lyle 35.17, and Mueller Water at 11.35. And Stephen Covey gives us good insight, saying, "I am not a product of my circumstances. I am a product of my decisions." This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. We appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning, our big wrap-up show on Friday. This is the weirdest week because I swear to God, today feels like Tuesday. Yet tomorrow is Friday, so I got to get that all figured out. A lot of exciting stuff going on, and I got some bad news for Hawaii Five-0 fans. I'll tell you about that in just a couple of minutes because I love that show, and there are new the new seasons available on Netflix. Do you watch Hawaii Five-0?
I do.
I liked the original.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, and Steve McGarrett would walk out on that balcony with that hair, like that was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, that dude was the dude. And it was all shot in Hawaii and had the greatest opening theme song. In fact, can you get that ready to go there, Lindsay? Because they got an updated version. In fact, you can if you want to get the new version, it's just in stereo. But that was that great. You know, those guys out there rowing, and I loved it because it looked like some exotic land, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see that place someday. Yep. Do you know why Magnum P.I. was set in Hawaii?
Why?
By the way, you can get all of Magnum P.I. on Netflix as well, because it debuted the year that Hawaii Five-0 ended. They convinced them to move the whole backdrop to Hawaii so that they would continue to boost tourism, and so it meant a lot of money. It basically took over all the studios, and what they had built for Hawaii Five-0 then became the production for Magnum P.I. That's why it was set in Hawaii.
Yes.
That's cool.
Huh?
Yes.
Every year we go. We go past Robin Masters' estate.
Oh, Robin's Nest.
Yes, right
there.
I
would love to go there once. Oh,
it's the same, you know, where he peels out, you know? That is right there on kind of a little isolated road there on the big island of Oahu, which is not the big island, Oahu, the big island's home. But it seemed, I think of it as the big island because all the people are there.
Right. Exactly.
Oahu's like, you know, Honolulu is like Chicago with palm trees. I mean, it's a great experience, but you're ready to
get
off.
You're staying at the Outrigger this year, right?
We are, right on the beach.
Oh.
So we'll go to Duke's.
Duke's, that's great.
I'm old school when it comes to Honolulu.
Oh, I agree.
I got to walk down to the Royal Hawaiian Hotel, have a cocktail down there, this big pink.
Yep.
They literally built it for movie stars back in the 1940s. It's fantastic. So, yes. And
sitting
then
on the beach at Duke's.
We're going to do something different this year. We're going to hike Diamond Head.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey.
Wow.
You can
go
all the way to the top.
I know you can, yeah.
And then you get like 360-degree views of all of Oahu. Well, we're heading there in January, Freestyle Hawaii. But the bad news is for your Hawaii Five-0 fans, and I don't know if this is sort of being billed as discrimination, but Daniel Dae-Kim, who plays Chin Ho Kelly, and Grace Park, who I have a really, tiny crush on, she's just...
She seems smart. I like
her. She plays Kono Kalakaua there on Hawaii Five-0. They've left the cast, and they're saying that they were being paid 10 to 15% less or offered less than Scott Kahn and Alex O'Loughlin, who are the main Steve McGarrett and Danny Williams characters. Now, I don't know. I really like their two characters. I like the whole team dynamic. And there's like Chai McBride and Masi Oka. I mean, there's other people that are on the show, and I don't think it has anything to do with – I think they're just not the top billed stars, so they're probably not going to get the top –
Right.
Money. Does that make sense?
That makes sense, yeah.
So I was kind of bummed to hear that they have, because of contract negotiations, left the show.
Saw that broke a couple days ago. I was told my sister-in-law loves the show, and she was, oh, no. And that she was kind of heartbroken by the fact they're not going to be on there anymore.
Yeah.
But yeah, they are not the stars.
Right, it's true.
I mean, not. They're second. Not, I don't know if it's secondary characters, but I mean, Scott Conn and Alex McLaughlin, I mean, they're the show, right?
Sure.
I mean, the way McGarrett and Danny Williams were in the first show, right?
Mm-hmm. I could handle 10% less than what they're making.
Oh, I know. It's hard to feel sorry. Like, yeah. I'm only getting $285,000.
Yeah. He was on Lost, right? Well, he made some money in the past on Lost.
Yeah, he's a great actor. I like him a lot. And Grace Park's fantastic. She's just really good. Lost so I was bummed.
Yeah.
Because we ran into the cast two years ago when we were in Hawaii. They were filming there in Waikiki. Beach. They had a whole set up on the beach, and they were filming a scene. Not all of the cast members were there, but we ran right into them. So they do film it all on location in Hawaii. I got this great book. It's the Hawaii Movie and Television Book.
Oh, cool.
And it's 100 years of film production throughout the Hawaiian Islands. And so everything that's been shot in Hawaii, I mean, from Waterworld to Snakes on a Plane to Tropic Thunder to, you know, on and on and on. It's all the details about where and when and
how.
That's
pretty neat. Where'd you find that?
I'm pretty sure the airport in Honolulu. You know, they have a lot of this kind of stuff.
Sure.
But it's fun.
Yeah, it would be.
Okay. Yep. Now, Matt Hall joins us because he's going to have to justify, and Debbie Bogle's going to be in too. I go down to my marquee beverage carafe. Now,
Oh no.
Now, it's pretty much like an unwritten rule around here that the only thing that goes into the marquee beverage carafe, and you make whatever you want to make, that watered down Folgers crap that some people still insist on drinking around here, but you leave the carafe to marquee.
That goes way back.
That is the Ethiopian.
Yes.
Yes.
Lifeblood of this program. More important than any producer, probably more important than me. The company has always had the Ethiopian marquee coffee to go with the company. I don't know how we would exist without it. And on the other side of the marquee coffee break, Matt's going to have to explain why somebody put some frou-frou maple hazeltine crap in my marquee coffee. Correct.
What?
Yeah.
Oh.
I can smell it from over here.
Oh. And then he had the audacity to blame it on my Irish heritage.
I did not blame it on my heritage.
All right. It's on the other side of the break. That's the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discernible coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
From Decatur to Springfield, from Effingham to Belleville, we're bringing even better healthcare closer to home. With outstanding physicians and some of the region's most advanced specialties, our family is coming together to care for yours. HSHS Medical Group and St. Mary's Hospital, together, part of Hospital Sisters Health System.
Buick Real Estate is a leader in the Central Illinois real estate market. We will strive to exceed your expectations, whether buying or selling. With the housing market heating up, give Buick Real Estate a call today to explore your options. The team at Buick Real Estate has the experience, the integrity, and the vision to make fully informed decisions to bring success to each client. Buick Real Estate, giving you the personal attention you deserve. Call Buick Real Estate at 450-8500 or go online to BuickRealEstate.com to learn more.
If you need to sell your home, it's your friend Sean Hannity here to tell you, even though this nation may be uncertain about a lot of things, selling your home doesn't have to be one of them. I'm going to make this very easy for you and tell you the one agent whose marketing plan is in a whole different league than anyone else you will talk to. I'm talking about Glenda Williamson. She services Decatur and the surrounding area and attracts hundreds of buyers every week and sells a home on average every 2 days. Now, because of that, she can guarantee to sell your home at an agreed price and deadline, or guess what? She'll buy it. Her national marketing plan got my attention, and you know what? She'll get your home the attention it needs to sell for the most money guaranteed. Now, if I lived in Decatur or surrounding areas and needed to sell my home, well, I would call Glenda Williamson. So call Glenda, 217-875-8081. That's 217-875-8081 or online at GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. That's GlendaWillSellYourHome.com. Go there and you can start packing.
Hi, this is Bart Idle, financial advisor with Wells Fargo Advisors. As someone who supports the community, I understand how important it is to shop locally. 68 cents of every dollar spent goes right back into our community. Just imagine the impact if everyone shopped locally. So please, think twice before spending your dollars outside of Decatur. Let's put our hard-earned money back into the community. This message is brought to you by Bart Idle, a financial advisor with Wells Fargo Advisors and Neuhoff Media, Decatur.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-224-5353. That's 1-800-224-5353. 1-800-224-5353. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Yeah, looking back at it, was it Jack Lord? Was that his name?
Jack Lord, right.
He was probably kind of a strange guy. Probably a lot like you.
Nice guy.
By the way, we're heading to Hawaii. January of 2018, I know that sounds like a long way off, but we're only looking at about 6 months. Honolulu, Hilo, Maui, Kona, Kauai. It's an unbelievable deal. There's another trip in town being passed around that's like $2,000 more a person. I have no idea. I guess that's just profit of what they're trying to make, but same ship, same everything. We're staying at the Outrigger in Honolulu the night before. We get on the NCL Pride of America ship, and we go to literally 2 days on Maui. We go to Hilo, to Kona, then 2 days on Kauai, and then back to Honolulu. All of the islands, very different. I know
best
people think of Hawaii as kind of one place, and it's really lots of islands. And they all have their own sort of thing. Kauai is my personal favorite because it's like 1,000 years ago. And we were in a car. You can't get lost. There's only like a couple of roads. And then you run into the Pali coastline. You got to go back. And they have an ordinance that literally written into their laws, you can't develop anything higher than a coconut tree. So they have, it's all lowland, you know, looks like it looked. In fact, that opening scene in Jurassic Park where they're flying to Dinosaur Island, that is Kauai.
Right.
Unbelievable. Yep. So 864-4666 is Linda Roberts' number if you're interested in going. We will sell out that we do every single year. And don't screw around. You've got literally, you can get a balcony for less than what the other group is charging for, like an indoor stateroom, like down where the staff sleeps. It's amazing, the price difference. So give her a call today, 864-4666, and book your best trip ever, Hawaii with Buyers and Company. January 11th, 2018, includes your pre-night stay at Chicago O'Hare. Get up the next morning, leave, direct flight out of Chicago to Honolulu. You got all the afternoon and evening to kind of be all over Waikiki Beach. Get up the next day, go to Pearl Harbor, get to see all the stuff there, and then we get on the ship and boom, it's like a floating hotel room to paradise. All right. Now, Matt Hall and Debbie Bogle joins the conversation. Everybody walked in, I can smell it. It's like this.
Smell of success.
No, it's not the smell of success. I would encourage you to Google the Dennis Leary I want coffee-flavored coffee routine where he talks about assaulting the kid at Dunkin' Donuts for the maple syrup, you know, because he's got the lisp, because he's got the tongue ring, you know. There are certain sacrileges that are not allowed on this program. One of those is to mess with my Ethiopian marquee beverage, carafe. And you know it's the carafe because it says on the outside, marquee beverage. I go down during the break, and I have precious little time. You know, it's a news break. I got to get back here to introduce Lindsay to do the weather. There's generally a line in the 8 o'clock hour because everyone else has arrived to work. And so I got to go down there. I get my coffee, and I pump it. And I'm like, who made that coffee? And I don't realize it's the cup I'm pouring. It's just the kitchen smells like that stuff. And
delicious.
I taste it on the way up the stairs, and just a shudder goes through my entire body.
And it isn't coffee-flavored coffee, or more specifically, Ethiopian-flavored marquee beverage. It's some crap. And I'm thinking to myself, who did this? Actually, I'm saying it out loud. Matt Hall, of all people, puts his head around the corner and goes, that was me?
That was me. And I explained myself. So I understand in my 7 years or so being here, I know how precious the Ethiopian blend is. And I drink the Ethiopian blend and love it. It's fantastic. But every once in a while, got to have a change up for me. So I came in this morning and brought in this type of coffee, and I made it in the coffee maker. But I took the Ethiopian blend and put it into the marquee carafe. So somehow in between that 10-minute time of trying to fix a paper jam and pouring my cup of coffee, coming upstairs, someone else has poured that into the carafe.
This sounds an awful lot like Bill Mitchell's response about the 32% tax increase.
Wow. You know what? I can't do what everybody – I'm not going to speak for whoever else did this. I'm going to talk about what I did.
All right. So what is this crap that you made?
It is called Highlander Grog. It is it has some a hint of Irish cream, as well as it's also
my friend. I have been to Ireland. There is nothing on that island that tastes like that.
It doesn't say that this is going
to
be.
You know what this tastes like? We used to have a saleswoman years ago who would buy that Walgreens knockoff perfume, so it wasn't like Estee Lauder. It'd be like Estee Lady, and she would like bathe in it. That's what this stuff tastes like.
You're giving me that. So I'm like Dracar Noir, only from the gas station. Is that what you're telling me is what it is?
You're not even close to Dracar Noir.
Wow.
You're the knockoff version of Dracar Noir.
It's a medium roast.
$9.99 at Walgreens.
It's a change every once in a while. No offense to the Ethiopian blend. We've had it for a long time. We continue to drink it, and it's fantastic.
Okay.
But I could only go with what I did. I made the coffee. I left it in the coffee pot. In the coffee pot, people. I didn't take it in and put it in the carafe. I knew where it was going to be because I knew Brian's going to come down and get his coffee. Knew it. I've seen it for 8 years. Know what's going to happen. Someone else. It's somebody else's fault, Brian.
Somebody else.
All I can do is.
There's a theme to this.
That's all I can do. Highlander Grog.
Highlander Grog. Two G's.
Grog.
Highlander Grog.
And it tastes nothing like that.
It takes you to Ireland.
No, it doesn't.
Day outside. On a day where all heck's going
to
break loose.
It takes me to the perfume aisle at Walgreens. It does not take me to Ireland. And by the way, Highlander would be Scotland.
Listen, everybody, all right? I didn't write the stuff.
I told him there's a fine line between a kilt and a skirt, and he's crossed it. Did you try any of this?
Hell no. I'm remembering all this, everybody. I'm remembering all this. You will all
near it. Not touching it.
We're here again at this time next year, and I make it again this year.
Yeah. Debbie Vogel joins us from the United Way. We're in the middle of making a video with Matt Hall from Nauticator.com, which I think the community is going to enjoy, about our role and importance in the community. And we're going to give you an update on how you can get involved, because there's still some training and the obstacle thing is still coming up, and we'll tell you all about it on the other side of the break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got partly sunny skies, highs near 87. Tonight, clear, lows around 70. Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 88. And Saturday, sunny, highs near 84. Right now, in downtown Decatur, it is 75 degrees.
Trust and Wealth Management Services are all about security and safety, and the most important investment you can make is in your own peace of mind. I'm Dave Brandon with Hickory Point Bank, and I'm proud to be associated with a trust service team that's known for its experience and integrity. For traditional trusts, IRAs, estate settlement, and more, you can trust our team to preserve what you've worked so hard to achieve so you can count on a more secure future. Hickory Point Bank, invested trust assets not insured by the FDIC.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube. On behalf of everyone at Speed Lube, we would like to thank you, Decatur, and the entire Central Illinois community for helping us to enjoy over 37 years in business. We know without you, this would not be possible. Your satisfaction is our number one priority. It's exciting and rewarding to see so many of our loyal customers come back time and time again. We appreciate your business and thank you for your continued patronage. We hope if you need any vehicle maintenance, you'll think of Speed Lube first. Please come in and visit any of our 6 area locations or our complete auto care center soon. Thanks again for 37 great years and for many more to come.
Introducing the patented Lifestyle Garage Door System, the most versatile garage screen on the planet. Make your garage a cool, sunlit, airy space. Need a man cave? You got it. Pesky pets out, breeze in. Lifestyle screens are affordable, easy to use, and fit most garages. Take your garage from car space to living space with a Lifestyle screen door from Mid-State Overhead Doors.
Back here on a Thursday, Debbie Bogle joins us from the United Way. Coach Matt Hall, he of the Frou Frou Coffee people. All right, how do people get involved in this obstacle run?
The deadline for t-shirts was last week, but I've ordered extra shirts, so it's really
the t-shirts
at this point,
are pretty cool too, aren't they?
They are, and they're nice. They're really soft. They're not just the regular t-shirts that you get at most runs and things like that. We do a higher quality of shirt, and we also do tank tops. So even though the deadline is passed to be guaranteed a shirt, I did order extra. So at this point, it's first come, first serve. So
yeah,
if you want a shirt.
No promises, but if you get on it today, maybe.
You can call us at 422-8537 or jump onto our website at uwdecatur.org. And
when is the date of the race itself?
The race is July 22nd. Okay. There's different heats throughout the day, so you can jump online and pick out the heat that you want, anything from going two times around the course to a smaller version of the course or the regular or the competitive or the team course.
All right, so there's, for every skill set and level,
there
there's
really
a way
is.
To participate.
And kids, too.
Yeah,
We've got a lot of kids signed up.
Just come out and watch, because it's a blast just to watch all the people tackle this.
Gung-ho
people are crazy. I mean, they're, super fit.
Yeah. I think I mentioned last week that the person who went the fastest last year did it in 14 minutes and 4 seconds.
That's insane.
So you're talking almost 2 miles with 24 obstacles in 14 minutes. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah, that's a 7-minute mile to begin with.
Right.
I mean, if you're just running a race, that's insane. You don't have to be at that level, obviously, to come out and join. And then it's a joint, which I'm very happy about, because I serve on both of these boards. I'm of course, head up your board for the United Way, and I also am on the Parks Foundation board. So I love these events where you guys come together and work as a team.
Right. This is the third year for the big obstacle, and we had been talking for a while about something that we could partner with each other on that was, in the parks and fun to do, and that we could both benefit.
And healthy lifestyles.
Exactly.
And encouraging a healthy community, yeah.
Exactly. And I know that their portion of the proceeds go towards scholarships for kids for different programs that they have. So it's a win-win for us and for the community.
All right. What's the cost to enter?
Right now we are at the price. Actually, there was a discount if you signed up early. So right now it's $40.
And you're really rubbing it into these people that are late on this, but that's okay. Go ahead.
Well, we have to get things ready.
Of course you do.
Everybody signs up late, and you can still sign up the day of, but it's $40 per person. Kids are $10. We'll have the race. We've got music, Eric Lee's emceeing. We've got food, we've got drinks. So there's a lot to go with it. Plus, you get the T-shirt and the headband, and so it's $40 a person, and you can get signed up today.
All right, fantastic stuff as always. It's a great way to support the United Way. It's a great way to support quality of life and parks, recreation, about being involved in the community, obviously, and what we're trying to do with healthy is it's a mutually shared goal, and so this is a great way to do it and help raise money for a good cause. So there you have it. All right, everybody who's asking about the Bill Mitchell interview a little earlier today, it's on Facebook now.
It's on the website, or you can find it on Facebook, and it'll play right out of Facebook.
All right, so you don't have to go to the website. We got a new podcast system, which is really slick, so you can check it out on Nauticator's Facebook page. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Did you hear any of it?
I did. I heard the whole thing.
Okay.
Check it out on Facebook.
Yep. It was very interesting.
It was?
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't planned. He called in.
Too bad you ran out of time.
Huh?
It's too bad you ran up against a break.
Unlike the people over in Springfield, I follow, a fiscally sound way of doing this show, and I realize my limitations, and when it's time for the break, I take the break, and I don't blame it on the voters.
Nope. Or somebody else.
Yeah. What would you do?
Yeah.
Fire you. That's what I would do. All right. That's it for us. If you missed any of the show today, podcasts are available on Facebook or the Nauticator.com website or through the Nauticator app, which is free at Google Play or the iTunes Store. We'll be back tomorrow bright and early, 6 a.m. Enjoy your day. We'll see you then.
Get a daily recap of the info you need to know now with the Now Decatur Refresh. Access to the day's top news stories, interviews, videos, and more directly to your inbox. Sign up at NowDecatur.com with WSOY Decatur.
8:59, good morning, Jeff Daly in the WSOY newsroom.
Registration to participate in the Decatur Leadership Institute is now open, a community-wide program of the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce and sponsored by Ameren Illinois, educates participants on the aspects of leadership that will help the Decatur and Macon County area meet present and future challenges.